Welcome to Small City, Big Stories, the podcast celebrating the people and projects driving North Adams forward.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Small City, Big Stories. I'm your host, Jenny Wright, Executive Director of the North Adams Partnership. Each episode, we celebrate the people and projects driving North Adams forward. Today, we're joined by Annie Pecor, a North Adams native and assistant superintendent of the North Adams Public Schools. I'm so glad you're here. I've been wanting to meet you for ages and finally was able to do so last week. So I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start at the beginning. You grew up here in North Adams.
I did.
And as someone who did not grow up in North Adams, I want to know what that felt like. What are some core memories?
I did grow up in North Adams. And when I think back on growing up in North Adams and when I think about what it means to work in North Adams now, I think that the word that does come to mind is community. And I remember growing up on the west end of North Adams. Mm-hmm. I went to Greylock Elementary School, and I spent a lot of time with my dad around the city.
The legendary Don Pecor.
That is what some say. He is a legend.
Most say.
I am very lucky to have Mr. Donald Pecor as my dad, longtime educator in North Adams, and somebody that I feel like I have really tried to build my North Star on, and how you really work to see the good in people while still doing what you know is right for whatever organization or whatever community you're living in. And when you say core memories, actually, interestingly enough, one of my core memories is summer mornings going to Drury High School with my dad and unpacking the boxes of history textbooks and watching the schedule of like the 1985 Drury senior class on a whiteboard and probably trying to figure out who was going into what section.
Was there a smell? I feel like there's an unmistakable textbook smell. I can almost put myself
there. Is and probably why I've never quite gone to audiobooks. Like I am still like yes. Need to hold the open book. So it's probably no question that I went into education because that is a core like North Adams public school memory. Or walking downtown and like we used to do our Christmas shopping on Main Street. And I think when I say community, for me, it was, we used to joke and say there's no one in North Adams my dad doesn't know. But it was the conversations. And then now that I'm an adult and I'm 45, having a career and working in North Adams, some of the people that had him as a teacher or that are older, more advanced in age and his age will stop me and be interested in what I'm doing or be interested in how my family's doing. And to me, that's like deep North Adams. There mm-hmm. is people do step up and lean into each other, even if you haven't necessarily seen each other in years. And that, unless you've lived it, it's really mm-hmm. hard to put a specific word on, but it's something that I've always really loved about North Adams when I moved back after college.
Well, you seeded this conversation really well talking about the public schools and how it runs in your family. So I'm going to come back to that. But I wanted to kind of dig in on that last point you made a little bit about the changes that you've seen from when you were growing up. Now that you've come back, reflecting on, you know, what it was like in the 80s, what are some changes that you've seen in the city since those days?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously one of the major changes was we now have Mass Mocha. Mm-hmm. I did see Blondie in my backyard. I saw the Pixies in my backyard. So as a big music fan, that to me is just cool. I'm just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, who gets to say that?
So I think that for me, it's some of those. It's an infusion of art and music into North Adams, which I think has always been part of its foundation and its bones. It's just given, brought some new people to the area, which I know I have really enjoyed getting to know people who maybe weren't born here. Mm-hmm. And some of those people have become some of my closest friends in adulthood. So I think like that's a change. You know, when I left, one of the things that I love is that when I left, and I think this is not unique to me, but when I left Drury High School in 1999, and not that I went super far, I went to Siena College, but I said, I am not coming back to mm-hmm. North Adams. I am spreading my wings. I'm going to do something else, whether it be go into public relations or for a brief period, maybe I was going to be a lawyer. I don't know. But I came back, and I feel like in the end, I chose North Adams, and I've been hearing more and more stories of people who come to the area and then choose to stay here because there is that certain something that really creates, it's a home for people. I think whether you've, you know, lived somewhere else and moved back or whether you were born here.
Well, let's stay with that. So you have such an interesting professional background. Walk us through the whole journey from soup to nuts of when you grew up to what brought you into the role that you are now, because you recently won a state educator award for the work that you've done with students over the years. And A, I'd love to hear a little bit about that, but also just walk us through what brought you here.
Yeah, so I'm a product of the North Adams Public Schools, which I'm very proud of. I feel like I did have my dad for a teacher junior year, and he was the only person who taught AP history. So I remember him saying, I will not bring home my briefcase that year with any folders, manila folders that have any tests or quizzes. I went through the North Adams Public Schools. I went to Siena College, and I didn't quite know what I was going to do. It wasn't like, although I did play school with my stuffed animals for pretty much through kindergarten to second grade, it wasn't quite like a given. So mm-hmm. I went to college. I was very into theater. I did an internship in public relations. And I took a couple education classes, and then, like, you know, sometimes in your early 20s, I had a breakup, a college breakup, and I found myself plopped back into North Adams on my parents' couch, which was a little unanticipated, but turned out to be a gift. So I worked at the Brouhaha with Barry that's another really strong North Adams, you know, reference. Amazing.
I remember
man.
Their focaccia pesto sandwich.
Yes. Wow. I worked at Pedron's Dairy Bar for years as well, which I still recognize people as like, that's what they strip clam roll or, you know, like you said, the focaccia sandwich, you know, people by their orders. But so I moved back and worked for a year. I took a year off. And then I started to take education classes at MCLA, and I subbed actually at Conti Middle School, which is now Colgrove Park Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Flaherty, who was my yearbook advisor when I was in eighth grade, was out for a week. And I subbed for a week in eighth grade history, and I fell in love with it. I knew that being a middle school teacher was like what I was meant to do. Middle school kids are in this phase of life where they want to be kids and they also want to push boundaries because they want to sort of start to express themselves in this young adult way that's like almost its own language. And I was there for it. I was like, yes.
And they're hilarious.
No kidding. Yeah, no
Let's
kidding. So I enrolled in Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, and I got my teaching degree, and then I ended up, like, right out of finishing that, teaching at Conti Middle School. I taught sixth grade English, which was, I love reading myself, So it was, and I love to write. So it was this mix of being able to share my love of the written word and really creating, hopefully creating spaces of belonging for students in a way that had high expectations, because I really believe that all students can succeed, and it's the high expectations in the looking people in the face and saying, I see you, I'm with you, even if we're going to do something hard, is what gets kids to be able to like achieve their goals. So I just fell into, like, I just was like, this is what I'm going to do. So I, Conte Middle School did close. And then we were redistributed at that time between Brayton, Sullivan, and Greylock. And I went to Greylock Elementary School, which was my elementary school as a child. You mentioned smells at the beginning about the books. If anybody listens to this and you went to the Greylock Elementary School, the wing by the gym is like, there's nothing like it. It smelled the same in 1985 as it did when I went back in 2000 and whatever. And I taught, and I realized that I really wanted, not only did I love creating spaces for students, but I was really interested in creating the structures for both students and adults to do their best work and really think about exploring what that looks like. So I went back and I got my leadership. I went through the MCLA Leadership Academy. And then I was like, I've never really had a lot of interview experience. Perhaps I should do that, because I had subbed in the North Adams Public mm-hmm. Schools and there was an opening. So I did get hired like right out of getting my degree. And I applied to be an assistant principal in Dalton, Massachusetts, Dalton, where I currently actually do live in Dalton, by chance. By love, I guess I would say, like I just had happenstance. And I got hired. I was really surprised. I was not necessarily prepared to leave teaching. It felt like an unexpected twist, but it also felt like it was something that I was ready for. So I became an assistant principal at Craneville and then moved into the principalship before, during, and after COVID.
Wow.
Which, being a principal, is one of the highest honors that I could ever express. I think that you are really the person who controls the heartbeat of the whole building. So it's really, it's just, I took it very seriously. And then post-COVID, you know, everyone's a little antsy. You're like, what's the next thing that's on the docket? And I applied to be the director of Northern Berkshire Adult Education in North Adams, and did not know anything about it, but I just was ready for a new challenge. And then I ended up back here, which was a defining moment in my life, I think, because I've learned so much from the people I've worked with since I've been back that I feel like it's really brought me to my next level, not only as a leader, but as like just a human being. So I ran Northern Berkshire Adult Education. And I can talk about that more in a bit if you're interested, but I brought it through several iterations of growth and also took on and grew the 21st Century Program under North Adams Public Schools, which is the after-school program. And then almost to the year, July 1st, I will have been the assistant superintendent of North Adams for a year.
Exciting.
Which is actually another honor. That's something that I don't take lightly.
Congratulations. And speaking of honors, when I look back at my own experience, I think about like a moment in second grade when my teacher handled a disappointment that I had, or a moment in music class where I missed a note and my teacher, you know, made me feel okay about it. Like, those are the moments that I feel like can sort of shape us as people, but they're unseen. And I feel like educators, almost like maybe more than any other profession, they're like the unsung heroes of like civilization. And you are an award-winning educator. So I'm hearing your experience and what you've achieved, you know, since you left school. And that was seen by someone. And I'd love to hear more about that. Was that something that was expected? Was it a surprise? What was the sort of, what were the conditions around that award?
I think that for me, I think part of what I experienced in my own personal development. So I think we can go, I mean, this is not a podcast about my dad, but clearly is very tied into all my thoughts and feelings about
mean to interrupt you, but sure. what was the award, first of all?
Sure. It was through the state college system, an Outstanding Educator Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So if you're asking, like, what do you think has, like, brought me to that place? Like, what were the conditions to sort of, like, you know, I grew up in North Adams as Don Pecor's daughter. Mm-hmm. And although that is a wonderful, it's a wonderful thing to hear because I'm proud of that, I do think there comes a time where, like, if I had just stayed in the North Adams public schools forever and ever, I always would have been, that would have been the sort of the tag that is, like, attached to me, which is fine. So when I went to Dalton and I became the assistant principal and I didn't know anybody and I had to really say, what's my character? What is my deep philosophy? How am I going to show up every single day to people that do not know me? And I did double down on some of the things that I believe about humans and about education and about how we treat each other. I think that was, in retrospect, I mean, I was young enough where that wasn't a planned outcome necessarily, sure. But it was the best thing that could have happened because it's really given me a North Star for my career to say, I'm going to run it through the lens of, does this sit right with me? And even though sometimes you have to do things that people disagree with or that are quote unquote hard, I always say, can I sleep at night, and am I doing all that I can do to provide dignity to whatever situation, and hope that I get it right, and I won't always get it right, and I think not being comfortable with that too, mm-hmm. and being able to come back to the table, in what, because I'm sure my dad will listen to this, but you know, now people will say to him, oh, are you Annie's dad?
I was just going to say, now Don Pecor, like, is Annie Pecor's dad.
Full circle. And we joke about it. I'm like, yes, that is my dad. I am his daughter. So it's really, it's a full circle moment. And to know that, you know, hopefully, and I do know because I do hear from former students that I have made a difference. And I think that you're never done. Like, you can't become complacent in that. You have to show up every day and say, like, what are the steps to better the conditions, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's in a district or whether you're on a board or whatever you're doing, what's my small contribution?
Well, I really like that you brought that up because one of the things that we talked about last week was the power of narratives, the way we talk about things, the way we talk about ourselves. And you are almost uniquely qualified to talk about the North Adams Public Schools because you came up through the public schools and now you are in a leadership position. And so, you know, what are some things that you really are proud of that you want people to know about the North Adams Public Schools that they might not know?
Yeah. As I said at the beginning, I'm a student of the North Adams Public Schools, and I feel that some of, like you mentioned, like those tiny moments with teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I think it's not, I mean, I had college professors that I certainly really enjoyed and that I liked, but when I think back, it's my second grade teacher.
Right.
It's my fifth grade teacher that really, those moments where you see yourself outside of your family is like someone with something to share. So I'm proud to be a graduate of the North Adams Public Schools. And I think, you know, I have three things that I guess I would like to really share about that I think are pretty unique, pretty cool about North Adams Public Schools. And I think the first one is when I came on board to be the director of Northern Berkshire Adult Education, that was a commitment that the North Adams Public Schools took on to really embrace and really support adult education in North County. Northern Berkshire Adult Education really provides, you know, it's currently located at the North Adams Armory, and provides adult students with HISET, you know, GED prep to get their high school credential. You know, we grew it into having English speakers of other language classes. We have a Mass Step culinary partnership with McCann. We this was the first year that we had a CNA program with Integritas Healthcare. This is beyond K-12, pre-K to 12. This is a commitment through grant funding through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education that North Adams has taken on, because it's community work. Right. And we believe in community and really looking at the bigger picture. And I think when you're really thinking of, you know, pre-K to 12, you know, besides for, I could sit here all day and, you know, really give so many examples of the tiny moments that you mentioned that I see in classrooms every day from our educators that you feel so excited about. I think that we did caregiver walkthroughs with parents. So we had parents come in and do a walkthrough with Dr. Callahan and I to see all of the good work that we see every day. We're proud to bring anybody through and say, see what we're seeing. Kids learning, kids connecting with teachers, kids doing the cognitive lift. So we're really like trying to open our doors to people who are interested to do that work with us. And I think the other thing is we are a wall-to-wall early college school. So to date, we have, it's just important to note that we've awarded 2,354 college credits to Drury students with over 1.9 million saved on college credits. We've seen a 37% increase in low-income early college enrollment and a 58% increase in special education enrollment. And it's a game changer for our community. And how can we allow all students to see that there's no limit to what they can achieve with high expectations and high support?
That, for anyone who's listening, I really would love for people to just independently look that up. That is extraordinary. That program is extraordinary. Those numbers are extraordinary. And I actually remember the day that was launched. I was driving into North Adams on Route 8, and the billboard going north that's next to the Freight Yard Pub billboard was about this early college program. And I drove past and I read it, and I know I read it, and I was like, I must have read that wrong. You can graduate from high school with 30 credits. Like, yeah. I must have missed something. And that day, I got three calls from just three colleagues saying, did you hear about this program? And I thought, if my kid wasn't already at PHS, I'd move here for that. Yeah. It's extraordinary.
It's a game changer. Yep. You know, so how are we working to... You know, and wall to wall is all students. So, you know, as the numbers show, we're showing an increase in meeting the needs of the Drury student and really providing that equitable access.
So we've kind of gone through the continuum of pre-K through 12, then into adult education. If you were to zoom out even farther and just think about, you know, how would you describe North Adams to someone who's never been here? You know, with your experience growing up here, coming back, what would that sound like?
I think that North Adams is a place of opportunity if you're really paying attention. You said small moments, and now I can't stop thinking about that, because we have, you know, and again, I have my lens of like the North Adams public schools, but we are always looking for like volunteers to get involved. There's, you know, like I said, there's Mass Mocha, there's the farmers market, there's new businesses that are, you know, coming in and lining downtown. We have the Berkshire Food Project. We have, you know, the Northern Berkshire United Way. There's Northern Berkshire Community Coalition. And I should stop talking because I'm going to forget somebody important that I'm supposed to mention. But I want to mention, I think there's a lot of opportunity. And I would really encourage people to talk to people and get to know people and get involved, because there are so many opportunities to join a community forum, mm-hmm. or to volunteer at a local organization, or to just walk into a coffee shop and just say hi to somebody. I think that that's similar to walking down the street with my dad in the 80s. I feel like I still feel that sense of pride when I do it today. I'm like, oh, I know a lot of these people, whether because I went to high school with them, whether they're a parent of a student, whether I taught them. So I think it's paying attention and really taking part in what North Adams has to offer, because the good is there for the taking.
I love that. And I think sometimes, and I had this conversation with another podcast guest, I can't remember who it was, but sometimes I feel like, not just in North Adams, but everywhere, we think about challenges or we think about changes that we want to see or actions that we might take at the wrong scale. Like, a lot of attention right now is focused on the national level and the international level. That's important. It's important to know what's happening in the world, but I think oftentimes it happens at the expense of your neighborhood and what's going on around you. And so one of the things that at the North Adams Partnership that we did was we printed up business cards that just had three little things on the back of how you can support.
I saw those.
Oh, good. I'm glad one got to you, because it's very simple. And I think sometimes when you think about the challenges that we're facing as like the human race, it just feels so daunting. You think, well, who am I to do anything? It's easy to feel helpless. But when it comes down to like exactly what you were saying, like, go to a coffee shop on a Wednesday and make eye contact with someone and say hello. When you give people concrete steps to take. And so
be curious.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I think that's another thing. If there's something, you know, you saw that early college billboard.
Right.
And you were curious. Mm-hmm. And then you found out, you know, you learned more about it. So I think it's really asking the questions and just wanting to be part of like the solutions, because there will always be problems. There will always be cracks in foundations.
Sure.
It's how do we day over day, small step over small step, really work to be part of the solution, because it's our community. And I think that's it's important to me.
Absolutely. So if let's say a family is listening to this and they're learning about North Adams and they're considering moving here, what is something that they could do to learn more about the schools where their kids might attend? What's a step they could take?
Definitely go to our website and request a tour. And then we are happy to walk anybody through our schools, meet with them, talk with them. Answer any questions that they have. We do have a really, she's phenomenal, community engagement liaison, and she is always like our first point of contact and provides families with all of the information that we have and gives tours and like mm-hmm. answers questions. And what I say to someone if I see them out and they have a question, I'm like, email me. I will be happy to set up a time and talk with you.
Be careful what you wish for.
I've never really met a conversation I didn't want to have with somebody. But that's what we do have that function there. Mm-hmm. So people can just go and request a tour or email somebody. Email her directly, familysupports@napsk12.org. And
great.
Get those questions answered. And, you know, just to circle back to the caregiver walks, you know, one of the things we were hearing is that we're not sure what goes on in schools. It's different than, you know, the 80s or the 90s when people were just walking in and walking
right.
through the halls, dropping off their kids. So we feel committed to demystifying that for caregivers and saying, like, you're our partner. We want you to come in. So it was actually one of the highlights of my year, doing walkthroughs with families and Dr. Callahan, and really having real conversations with parents, with caregivers, about teaching and learning and what do you see and you know, what are your takeaways? And they were just so positive
And it was really fun to share what we get to see every day. Because as I, you know, as I said somewhere in here, it's just like an honor.
And those are the kinds of things that, like, we can all build the vocabulary to talk about the really positive things that are happening in the public schools. When we know those stories and we've seen those stories firsthand and we've talked to folks like you, we can start talking about these and be ambassadors for the schools. I mean, that's the goal, really, is to turn everybody into an ambassador.
Absolutely. And if there is something you're curious, ask,
mm-hmm.
and let us hold space for that so we can partner and problem solve as a team.
So you're now wrapping up the 2026 school year.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you excited about for next year?
Oh, I'm excited this is a logistical thing, but I'm excited to have the cadence of the year behind. So I know the cadence of the year and I can do some more deeper work on curriculum and instruction and really thinking about, you know, how are we using assessments and assessment backward planning to really drive student outcomes and really keeping my eye on some of those things, because that's what, you know, over time will really make change for our students. So that's like a very like specific answer. This is like high on my mind. But, you know, honestly, I'm looking for, if I was thinking of the most immediate, we are about to welcome over like 200 children for summer programming on July 6th for 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the program. So I'm actually looking forward to that.
That's right around the corner.
Because that will be that's always a good time. So we have our 21st century program, our special education programs. We have a program at Windsor Lake and also Many Forks Farm. So it'll be a busy summer with kids,
which is
what we're in the business of.
Exactly. That's what you want. Well, thank you so much for being here. And congratulations again. I know that you're very humble about it, but this State Educator Alumni Award is a big deal. And the fact that somebody has recognized everything that you've achieved is a big deal. And the fact that you came from North Adams, came through the public school system, I mean, you're a product of the public schools and really someone that we can all look up to. So I really appreciate you being here. And I am very excited about this early college program and to just continue to hear more and more about it.
That could be its own podcast.
Exactly. And it should be. Thank you for listening to Small City Big Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, share it with a friend, and join us next time as we continue telling the stories of community, creativity, and resilience in North Adams.